Thank you, Mark, and good morning, everyone. I guess it's happened to all of us many times over the last year, those plans for seeing your family at Christmas, that holiday that you were going to go on, your long-awaited family birthday party, all cancelled or delayed. You expected life to go one way, and it went another. Time and time again, COVID has scuppered our plans. Let me give you a personal example. Last October, Emma and I reached our 10th wedding anniversary, and all the way through our 10 years of marriage, we'd been saving up a few pennies and looking ahead to what we were going to do for our 10th wedding anniversary. In 2018 and 2019, we were saying, what should we do in October 2020? A romantic getaway to Europe, a special holiday in the sun for a few days, exploring a new part of the United Kingdom. Well, in October last year, we weren't going anywhere except Huntingdon. Plans put on hold. But as with everything in life, there's two sides to every story. When something goes wrong like that, do you look at the downside or do you look on the bright side? Yes, over the last year, we've learnt the hard way that, as the Bible puts it, we don't even know what tomorrow will bring. But alongside the disappointments of plans frustrated, I guess everyone has learnt flexibility as well. We've learnt to say, well, we'll see what happens. Or we'll plan to do this, but our plans may have to change. Like the flexible friend credit card of Mr. Bean, we've had to learn to bend. And perhaps if all of this has made us remember that we aren't the masters of our own destinies, that we're ultimately not in control, but that God is, well, that's not a bad thing. There's a verse in the Bible that says, many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Proverbs 19, verse 21. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Next time your plans are scuppered, don't look down, look up. Remember that God is in control and that he might be training and teaching you flexibility. Perhaps he's teaching you to trust him, a good and kind Heavenly Father, whose ultimate plans to save the world through his Son Jesus Christ will never be scuppered. Flexibility. Oh, and our 10th wedding anniversary? Yes, it was put on hold in October 2020, but last week, May 2021, we enjoyed a lovely couple of delayed days over half term, celebrating our anniversary in East Sussex. God is kind. It's good to hold things lightly, trust in him, and be flexible. Thank you so much for listening.